It ain't working, man. I'm trying to get this guy to manifest, and he won't manifest. Well, I guess manifesting ain't working for me, so I'll just keep living by faith. You know, guys, there's a lot of New Age stuff going on out there where people are trying to manifest. I think that we might have to talk about it. What's going on, that Supernatural Talk family? We are about to talk about it for real. We're going to talk about why people do this manifesting stuff. But before I do that, I want to let you guys know this is episode 14 of That Supernatural Talk podcast. We are moving right along, and all the other podcasts have been so amazing. It's only getting better every episode. We got fresh topics to talk about. So, you know, I got to give you guys something to look forward to. So every episode, you'll always be ready. Anyway, and it gives glory to the kingdom of God. That's what we do.
Amen.
We give glory to the kingdom of God. But with that amen right there, let me introduce you to the Glory Boys, who are always, usually always on this podcast. I want to introduce you to Glory Boy number one and number three. We got Isaias Poche Cotorial, and we have Jean-Marc.
What's up, family?
Love you guys. It's been forever. And when I mean forever, at least 6+ days.
Week to week. And then we got Glory Boy number two. We got Keegs Ice in the house.
What's up? Oh, they can't see the chain.
Ice, baby. Oh, man, he's got the silver rope. This is deep. This is real deep.
It's deep.
So I'm going to really, this episode, guys, Keegan is going to be helping me because, you know, I've always been a live by faith type guy. I didn't know much about this whole manifesting thing. But the reason I'm talking about it is because recently I was scrolling and I was seeing like people doing all this stuff with crystals and water and, you know, trying to get their destiny to manifest or get a girlfriend to manifest or get money to manifest. And I know this has been popular for a while, but I didn't realize. I think it's picking up a little bit in these last days and, you know, with witchcraft and New Age being on the rise, especially with, you know, the TikTok and all that stuff. It's just messing people up, you know, and we Christians live by faith. So faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And we know that the devil perverts everything. Literally, he if God does something, he does the opposite. So I believe that's what he's doing with this manifesting and stuff like that. I think twin flame was a whole thing with all that. And there's just a whole big mess of stuff. And I've actually dealt with people in ministry that did some of that twin flame or manifest your spouse stuff. And they took on some pretty nasty spirits of divination and seducing spirits, you know? So in my day coming up, I grew up in the 90s, went to high school in the early 2000s. I graduated in 2006. I didn't hear about this a lot. And I've noticed as the years have passed on, we see it a little bit more. I know the book The Secret came out, and that was all about manifestation and stuff, right? And all that. I mean, maybe you know a little bit more on that, Keegan, but what do you think about that? When I say to you manifestation and you think about the stuff you've seen as you've grown up and come through the years, have you ever ran into people that were into that stuff? Have you had friends, or did you kind of fall into it in any way?
Yeah. I mean, it was really, really heavy with me growing up because I feel like I was just always, the friends that I attracted were always super spiritual, if that makes sense. Maybe that was just, you know.
They always had that crystal around the neck.
It wasn't more so that, but it was more so just like everything was, I was always supernatural. I was always into the supernatural growing up. But definitely where it was perverted was all my friends, especially friends in like theater, choir, your creative people. and in college, you know, I was, I did film, I did theater, I did all that stuff in college and high school. So that's huge for them. Huge, huge. Like, you know, doing different things before a show, you know, good luck stuff, you know, not breaking a leg. I mean, even down to like everything that they would say to the things that they would do was all about manifesting something. So you didn't want to manifest bad energy or good energy, you know, or sorry, you wanted to manifest good energy, not bad energy.
You heard them using that language?
Oh, all the time. Yeah, all the time. People always trying to manifest their destiny. Their, you know, if they had an audition or if they, you know, were going on a date with somebody, they were trying to, you know, manifest their dream in a sense. And so
And it never gave glory to God.
No. It was all like super, super, now I know, but it was all like very, very new agey. It was for self-gain. So that's why, you know, if somebody... what it is, it's the opposite of trying to, you know, we try to manifest the presence of God, you know, we try and manifest the Holy Spirit, right? You know, in our meetings and your music, all that stuff. This is the exact opposite. It's trying to manifest something to bring glory to themselves. It's a self thing to make themselves, you know, what they want.
And to make people want to desire to be like them and stuff. And
Exactly.
Look at me, look by me doing this, me. I was able to me, you know?
Exactly. It's trying to manifest, oh, I want to have, you know, the perfect body. When I got into college and I lost a lot of my weight, you know, it was trying to manifest the perfect body and making sure that I was doing everything. It's honestly exhausting. It really is.
Yeah.
Being careful what you're saying, you know, having journals, you journal every, like journaling every day, trying to manifest stuff. I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah. And it's funny because like people who are really into the Bible and they're into like studying the word, they journal.
Mm-hmm.
Also, you know, the Bible tells us to write it down, write your vision down, make it plain, you know, and then obviously God will breathe on it and we'll see the manifestation of what we've put down for his glory. So I think that's what the devil has done, is he's kind of like perverted faith in a way and really tied it all back to self.
Exactly.
And stuff like that. And it's really popular nowadays. I mean, like I was, like I said, I was scrolling Instagram even, and I came across this guy and he literally had this like tank and it had three crystals in it. It was full of water and it was like, this is going to manifest my girlfriend. And then he said, when the girlfriend comes and it had like blue and all these different stones and then the stuff in the bottom, he said, when my girlfriend comes, I'm going to show her that I manifested her instead of God brought her to me, you know?
Yeah.
And I was like, I was like, this is total like, pretty much this is witchcraft. Like
it is 100%.
Like you put three crystals, you put these rocks in the bottom. I even said it saw he had this other thing to manifest money where he's pouring this like goo in there. It was like syrup or something. And he put like money in there and he's supposed to in the water and it's supposed to attract. I was like, man, is this really what we're getting to right now? And like,
yeah.
I'm like, and it's so out there.
Yeah. And
here's something else though. Like my Christian brothers and sisters, we can pray against it, but as far as us stopping the distribution of it or seeing it online, like I don't know if we'll ever see that stop, because if they get stopped, they'll try to stop us too.
Mm-hmm.
So like we just have to pray and trust God with it, that God will pull people over to the right side of the supernatural. I mean, we read in the Bible, there's always been an enemy fighting against what God is doing, but you know, I just think we got to be careful praying for things to be shut down and stop, because it might shut down and stop everything.
Yeah.
You know, but we can definitely show our God is the real deal. I mean, like Elijah showed the prophets of Baal, you know, mm-hmm. whose God was really in charge. So we can do the same thing. But man, I was sitting there just watching that stuff and I was like, man, like. It's attractive to people who have no knowledge, who have no wisdom, because the supernatural is attractive. Mm-hmm. And if you can tie it into like all about you, like people tend to want to run to that more. Like what if you're going by a video, you have an idol in your heart of like wanting to have a wife or a husband, a girlfriend, boyfriend. and you all of a sudden see this person doing these things online and talking about their results and how they got this by doing this, like it's going to be attractive to somebody, and pretty much people are going to go try to do it themselves. And now they're bound, they're messed up, and they're in terrible relationships because they manifested this thing that didn't come from God.
Yeah.
You know, I know a couple that got together, and the girl had done twin flame stuff, and she never really got delivered from that spirit. And I know that they got together, and they were both wiggling all over the place later on when we were trying to deliver them. Isaiah knows. But, like, that stuff is serious stuff. Mm-hmm. Stuff is serious stuff. Isaiah, were you going to say something, Keegan, before I move on?
No, I was just saying how, because you were talking about you seeing and scrolling that on social media, and witch talk is actually one of the most popular categories on TikTok. And it's constant live streams and hundreds of thousands of people doing, you know, tarot card readings and showing people how to do love potions and love spells and how to do. So what you were showing was that he was actually making a potion, and they use different crystals and, you know, different things, water, whatever they can, to try and conjure up something. And so I've seen it on TikTok, and it's just crazy to me how people, again, have the faith to do something like that, but there's no faith in God. And it's, again, because of it's the image of self and boasting of self that they worked hard for it. You know, that it's them. They're the ones that are manifesting it rather than allowing God to do it.
A lot of celebrities are big into that stuff too.
Oh, huge.
Big time, trying to get people to get into the craft.
I mean, their concerts are rituals, ritualistic.
Full-blown rituals.
I mean, there's millions of people going to these concerts, and they're doing rituals there. So it's crazy.
Crazy. Absolutely insane. Isaias, I know that,
man of God.
I know that when you are in the world, you attracted some of those manifestors, didn't you? I've actually seen firsthand.
My goodness. Amen. This is true.
Was that popular in your day, though? Like, did you ever come across people into that?
100%, man. I think everyone, or at least I wouldn't say everyone, at least the majority of the people I was with believed that. And even the athletes, yeah. I mean, what does a coach say? Look good, play good, right? And it was just like we would have this false sense of control over, you know, the way everything in our life would be based off, you know, like how we thought, how we believed. And I mean, technically the Bible says as a man thinks, so is he, right? So like, it's not like it's completely wrong, but we say the devil perverts a lot of stuff. And when we say that, I mean, like we say that, we mean that. Like the devil perverts a lot of stuff. So
you never knew anybody that actually did the like spelly stuff and all that stuff?
Like my ex-girlfriend from high school played with the Ouija board. You know,
that's not really manifesting.
Play with a Ouija board, tarot cards. I knew a girl.
Tarot cards, more close to the.
Did tarot cards? Like I didn't even know. I didn't realize what tarot cards were until I came to Christ. But then I look back, I'm like, I was in a room, and they were just playing with these cards, and they're like, this means this, and that means that, and I was like, well, you know, but I didn't have any like knowledge that was wrong, but it was just the way they talk, the way they move. They were like, hey, like, I'm manifesting my best life right now. I'm manifesting my best year right now. And like, they would like try to like, I don't know. They would try to like post stuff or like, you know, like they'd be like, I reposted this. And because I reposted this, like I'm going to be blessed this year or something like that. You know, like even things like that, you know, those posts are like, if you don't tag 5 people, you're going to have a bad weekend. Like that was real. Like we believe that. Like
that was huge.
We believe that heavily. Like that was like,
yes.
If you didn't repost, bro, like you losing it. Or like even... Even like with like the scary ones, like, hey, if you don't do this, you're going to be ended or something like that. You know, things like that. So
that was a big one.
Yeah.
On Snapchat. Do you remember that on Snapchat?
Bro,
they'd be like, hey, if you don't repost this on Snapchat, if you don't send this to 50 people, you're going to your life is going to be over this weekend.
Wow. There was like cursed images. They'd be like, oh, you stumbled upon a cursed image. You can't go off, or like,
yeah,
you're gonna get into a car accident. Like, and people took it seriously. And you don't see that as much now, but like that was a serious thing. Like they would literally say, you stumbled upon a cursed image. if you don't repost this or share it to five people, something bad's gonna happen to your family members.
Yeah.
Wow. Or something like that. Like that's how.
That was crazy.
Yeah, that was real. That was super real. Yeah, witchcraft's to the fullest. My old friend, I'm not gonna go into detail. I feel like he watches this, so I'm not gonna say anything more than that. But he started like a little brand. And it was basically like that, like manifesting like your destiny, manifesting like the life that you want to live. And it was completely self, completely apart from God, completely like self-focused and kind of like, don't worry about anybody else and just worry about you, you know, very selfish.
You know? Right. What about you, Mark? You ever ran into any of that?
Not necessarily. I see it a lot on social media when I was growing up.
Yeah.
Just seeing, you know, it was a trend at one point, just, you know, manifesting, you know, almost like you ever seen like, you know, like vision boards, right? In a way, I've seen people use it in a, it can get a little sketchy, you know, because it, like Keegan said, it all points to self. You know, you see that dream board, you want that car, you want that house, you want this, you want that ideal person that you want to marry, and you see it all on the vision board, and all you do day and night is meditate and speak that thing, and it has nothing to, you know, it's no sense of connection to God, you know, to Jesus, right? But it all points to your selfish desires, your selfish ambitions, and that's all vanity, that's all, you know what I mean, that's flesh, that's sin. And but for me, I haven't really, you know, dabbled into all that stuff or been around that people that do that stuff. So, but yeah. I heard about it.
Yeah. They try to teach you like to, you really focus on this thing and you just, mm-hmm. it's like almost trying to bring like the wrong type of meditation techniques in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Really see it and focus on it and you will mm-hmm. achieve it. Mm-hmm. But like, it's like I said earlier, it's completely void of God. And I really think that's what it's called. It's called manifesting. Mm-hmm. That's the art of what they call it, manifest, and just see it. And you know what's funny is stuff happens for some people because they have such a belief. The power of belief is incredible. It's still faith. It's just faith perverted and put into the wrong place.
Yeah.
That's why we see unrighteous people prospering, because like they've tapped into things in the spirit. It's like the unrighteous man giving to charity and stuff like that and reaping the benefits of being a giver. Like the principles work for all types of people.
Yeah.
So like people kind of stumble up on principles in the spirit and then the devil will pervert it, give it a name or whatever, and try to take the glory for it by focusing all the intention back to self.
Yep.
So like this whole thing, guys, if you're younger and you're watching this and you've gotten caught into that, you can actually be set free. You just have to repent, renounce, and give it to Jesus, and his power will come upon you and set you free. We command it to happen now in Jesus' name, actually. Yeah. But stay away from that stuff. Like it's bad. And here's the thing is like I see people in the new age and all that stuff, and or they'll come and they'll want deliverance. They'll say they were doing like crystals, or they were putting these things together, trying to manifest a girlfriend, a boyfriend. And after we pray for them and they renounce, they start slithering like a snake. They have pains moving through their body. They have spirits that start, you know, even as they do it, they start getting attacked in their sleep, and then they have these manifestations of these seducing spirits because they've done this new agey manifestation type stuff, you know, because it's backed by self, it's backed by carnality. Mm-hmm. The devil loves carnality, the devil loves to live on, and then he loves to attack people through that, you know. So, yeah, you can definitely repent, renounce, and be completely set free from it. My generation, like I said, it wasn't as out there. It wasn't, I mean, I'm a millennial. It wasn't as out there. It wasn't like as big. And I noticed as like the Gen Z was coming in, which is Keegan's generation was coming up, I started to notice like, wow, like this stuff is getting way more popular. Like it's just gotten worse. Honestly, if I think back over the years, I can just see how things have progressed at such a rate. It kind of makes me like, what happens 20 years from now? What does 20 years look like? Like right now I'm 36, 20 years, I'm 56. I mean, even from 18 to 28, and then from 28 to like 36 where I'm at now, I'm just like, like the world is changing at such a, and it's fast. Mm-hmm. Like, I think the world from 1900s to a certain time span, there wasn't much popping off. And we are seeing the most advanced rate of technology that the world has ever seen. Yep. Like, look at AI. I remember when they were talking about how many years ago were they talking about it? Yeah, when it first started, how long ago was it?
I was in the 80s.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
So
when did they start to implement that stuff?
It was very subtle.
Yeah. I don't want to jump into the AI topic. We already talked about it.
But it was subtle.
Yeah, but I even like with technology and like.
But the rapid advancement of technology has been absolutely crazy in this last decade. I mean, it's been.
Every 10 years is supposed to be advancements.
Yeah. Insane. I mean, even when I was younger, I mean, we had just phones didn't even have screens on them. You know, there was really no way for you to do that to now having like the iPhone. I think we're on the iPhone 15. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's crazy what all you can do now.
Well, let's even talk about that. Let's talk about like manifesting, but also like if you bring that into artificial intelligence, it's there. Mm-hmm. You put the helmet on, you're there.
Yep.
You can build your reality.
Yep.
When is it when AI prompts, they're creating movies now, they're creating all these things. You just get a headset, you type it in the prompt, and you manifest what you want.
Yep.
So like now manifesting has now become this reality that you can create through AI. Mm-hmm. You know, it almost thinks like artificial intelligence, and like I said, this isn't to talk about this, but it really lines up with this whole manifesting thing. Like, it will almost take away the need of the supernatural eventually. Mm-hmm. And I think that's why Jesus says, when I return, will I find faith? Because will people really be needing faith?
No, they'll be able to do everything themselves.
Yeah, they'll be able to. Yeah, I mean, the need of God will just diminish more and more and more as we mm-hmm. continue to get access to all these things.
Exactly.
So you go from the manifesting to you have it at your fingertips. And then eventually they get to the place where they're chipping you, doing all this stuff, and you can just live forever. What's the need of God then, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's all of this stuff is working together for a bigger agenda and a bigger cause, as we've talked about in other videos. But guys, use faith. Hebrews 11:1 tells us that faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. You know, we can close our eyes and VR it really quick and get caught up into heaven and our imagination is alive and vision. That's another thing is like even being able to use faith and use our sanctified imagination and stuff when we're able to put this helmet on and we can actually visually see another realm and dimension, which is through virtual reality versus actually accessing it. You see, it's all faith killers. It's all mm-hmm. faith killers.
They've been desensitizing our imaginations. Literally, they're making it. They've been desensitizing our imaginations by allowing us to not have to be creative because we can literally see something on a TV screen now. We can put a headset on and be in a different world. Like you said, it's one thing about manifesting something is it's a quick fix. If you're in a manifestation mode, it's a quick fix, right? Like that guy was trying to manifest the perfect girl or girlfriend rather than him, you know, he's sitting there doing this love potion spell, whatever, rather than him, you know, actually trying to better himself. You know, maybe going to the gym or, you know, getting, you know, working hard at a job, doing something like that, right? It's a quick fix. And that's something that I've realized. If you're trying to manifest something, it's because it's like you want it quick. It's like, and the harder you try to manifest it, it's like the quicker, you know, it'll try to come.
Yeah. And you don't have to think for yourself.
Yeah.
Like,
exactly.
Thinking for yourself is kind of pointless now. Now you just look at your TV screen. I know there was a movie that was about, I can't remember. It might have been WALL-E or something like that.
Oh yeah, Wally, where they were in the they're in their chairs and they're just looking at a screen all day, and they're Oh, that's crazy. That movie is kind of prophetic, honestly.
Wally. Exactly.
Wow, and they're on a spaceship. They're not even on the Earth anymore, and they don't even know where they are. That's the thing that blew my mind. They had no idea where they were, and it's like they got out of their chair and they're all obese and they're like, "Whoa, what? Like, what is this?" Mm-hmm. They were plugged into their screen, and I mean, think about it. Screen time keeps going up and up and up, and we could get to a point to where we're on a screen all day.
Yep. Mm. And it just our cognitive decline. We're on a cognitive decline. Like,
yeah.
Like, it's crazy. It's crazy. And it, you know, it all started with the desire of self, and the now we're talking manifestation, which leads into AI coupling with that to leads into like the complete demise of faith, taking it away. You know, right now, even in this podcast, we're speaking prophetically to you guys, letting you know the enemy's agenda and what he plans to do. We're actually speaking, and if you have ears to hear, you'll be able to hear what we're saying by the Holy Spirit. Hey, don't lose faith. Don't lose hope. As things continue to move forward, as this witchcraft and manifesting and new age and whatever we call it, AI, as it all continues to expand and to, you know, increase in these last days, don't lose faith. Don't lose faith in God. Keep your faith. Keep strong. Keep the word going in. Continue to pray. Continue to set your heart on the Lord, so that you don't lose hope and you don't lose faith. Because at the end of the day, all this technology, all these things, you know, this manifestation technique, all of it's going to fade. All of it's going to be no good. And all we're going to be left with is heaven. And we're going to be left with eternity. So we want to keep our faith in Jesus Christ, not in what we can manifest and not in what we can do and things like that. And if you're coming across people that are into this stuff, don't get seduced and tied in, and don't let them try to like make it sound like God is okay with it. And then they try to tie God's name into it, but yet they won't even give God glory for the things that are happening, but they'll say it's God, but they won't give God the glory for it. That's how these seducing, sneaky spirits get in sometimes. Mm-hmm. Is they'll be like, oh, but it is God because it's supernatural, but like, I don't have to say it's God. Cause next thing you know, what they say is I am God and I'm this and I'm that, you know what I'm saying? And then it just becomes super, super like weird. And then it's deception at its best. It's deception at its best. So they'll try to trick you by saying, oh, you can do this because God created it. And then you get close to them, and then they even get more weird with their talk. And next thing you know, they're doing this Christ consciousness talk and this I'm God talk. And, you know, and that's when you know you're in murky waters and you're in bad place and that you're getting led into a, you know, some waters you can't swim in, you know, because it's places you shouldn't be.
It sounds like you're talking from experience, Benega.
About what?
About like having a conversation with someone, or like building a friendship or rapport with someone. Next, you know, you're in.
Oh yeah, man. I've been in several of them relationships, man. Especially as I've been growing in this, I've ran into several. I can count on my hand how many I believe that they seemed Christian in the beginning. Probably three or four. And then they're all like trying to manifest, trying to press out the thing and all this stuff instead of like being at rest and letting God lead and, you know, letting him manifest by faith the things that he wants for your life. He of course, he has great things for you. But yeah, I've been around people that like they sound Christian, they sound really great. But next thing you know, they're mixing in like some crazy stuff and they're trying to like be super deep on certain things. And I'm like, nah, man. Nah. Next thing you know, they're saying Buddha, Muhammad, all this stuff there. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, nope, 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 nope. But they start out good. They start out really good and they sound really good. But then there's that little place that's really nasty that you got to get out. Then you got to get out of the way. You know, but I don't even throw them people away though. I just don't get called into their way. I like get out of the way. I remove myself from them. I don't stay in close relationship with them. But I pray for them from a distance because like, I'm not going to allow that spirit to influence me and to wrap around my life because it's a Python spirit. It's a divining spirit. And eventually it'll choke you out.
Yep.
And it'll isolate you and then it'll take you out. So
yeah.
I've learned about that spirit. And those people, you know, they're always small grouped. They're always like exclusive once you get really close to them. And then it's the rejection mindset. We're rejected. Nobody accepts us. Nobody loves us. Blah, 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 you know? But we got it. We got all the answers. We got all the things. That's how those groups talk, like manifestors and new age people and stuff that claim to be Christian at the same time. A lot of people go into that stuff from church hurt, not being accepted, not being given a shot in church, not being understood. So they go into other spirituality and stuff. Mm-hmm. And then those communities accept them and they feel okay. And they feel like this is right because it works for them, but it doesn't work for God. It actually leads into some messy paths.
Mm-hmm. That's one thing I was, oh, go ahead.
I was, you kind of answered it, but just to clarify. So for people that don't know, or, you know, that are new in the walk with the Lord or trying to like deepen their discernment or their, I guess, heighten their senses, how would you handle that situation? I know you said to separate and kind of not throw them off or like not throw them away, but separate, get out the way. But how would you handle that situation? Yeah. Obviously to someone who wants to win them over to the Lord.
Yeah. If somebody comes and talks to me about manifesting and stuff, I'm going to give them reasons that it's wrong. I'm going to tell them that you just need to use faith in Christ and allow God to do it. And I'm going to show them how it all ties into self. And self grandeur thing, you know, this grandeur thing of self and how you're idolizing yourself and how God isn't in the picture. So I'll try to show them that. And if they don't agree, I'll be like, hey, man, we can agree to disagree, but I'm not going to yoke myself into this. And I'm always around if you need me. You know, I'm always here. I'm not throwing you away. We can have a normal, I can talk to you every now and then too. I'm just not going to talk to you about the spiritual stuff, you know, because it's not what I'm going to go into. But if, you know, you need me to pray for you, your family, you got something going on, I'm never going to deny you that prayer. I'm not going to deny you the love of God, but at the same time, I'm not going to fall into the deception that you're dealing with. So I don't never like throw people completely away, but I will separate and I won't yoke myself to it, because the Bible is clear. Don't yoke yourself to people that claim to be a believer, but yet play around in that stuff, because it's going to contaminate you too. And you know, you are what you hang around, right?
Yeah.
So you start to become like what you're around. So my thing would be, you know, always choose the place of truth, because it's a safe place, and but also truth with love, and also have grace, and also have mercy, and always be available in case things change for them. That would be my advice.
Yeah, that's something I wanted to say really quick too, because this falls into the people who are all about the manifestation and the new age and stuff, is that it's because we know it's Python spirit, it's a divination spirit, right? But what it does is that it's seducing. So it's like, hey, we love everyone. We accept everyone, right?
Yeah.
You know, we love, you know, your God loves this. It doesn't matter if who you serve, right? Your God is going to love that you're doing this. And it's crazy, because when I think about this, this reminds me of my theater group in college. They were just like that. They were super, you know, oh, we love everybody, you know, this is a safe place, blah, blah, blah. And then it's like you get into it and it's so, so, so exclusive, and there's so much manipulation. Well, you have to like this. You have to do what I do. Like, we do this and this. And, you know, if you don't partake in this, then you're not part of our thing. And it's so funny how they scream cult. You know, they scream cult at Christians, right? Especially the charismatic Pentecostal, whatever you want to call it, right? But they're actually occultic, you know, and they're doing occultic practices and all these different things. And it gets to a point where they literally want to squeeze you. And I even came to a point of, you know, extreme depression and wanting to end things in my life, because it was so, so, so squeezing. And it was like, you felt like you had to put on these different masks and be this different person. And it was just complete control and manipulation. And so it's important to know that even though it may look fun, it may look like, you know, oh, like they love Jesus, or, oh, you know, this is great, they accept me. Don't run to something because of your own rejection or defeat.
That's good.
Don't run to it, because I promise you in the end, you're going to end up, they're ruthless. They're going to squeeze as much as they can out of you, because they did that with me. They're going to squeeze as much as they can out of you. And then they'll get into a place of victimization. People who fall under the manifestation, you know, and that Python spirit, it's again that, I said manipulation, but that ties into victimization. They victimize themselves. They have self-pity because they want their way. And so it's really, really important to understand and know that, you know, even though the love of God is way different than the love of man and the praises of man. And so you have to be able to have discernment to realize what truly is that divination, you know, manifestation type cult versus, you know, the church and the body of Christ. And it's getting to a point now where they're even infiltrating the church.
Yeah.
You know, my college Christian group literally started doing angel numbers and they started doing Enneagrams. And I started to recognize and see how even there, you know, where you were wanting to manifest something, you know, I'm going to manifest and pray to God for hours and hours before this job interview so I can get this internship. Right. So, even Christians, some of you guys may need to repent watching this now. Maybe you've been manifesting and you don't even think it because you're covering it by saying, oh, well, you know, it doesn't matter because I'm still, you know, including God or praying to Jesus. But what you're doing is you're putting everything back on self. Again, you're striving, you're doing things with the work-based mentality, and you're just trying to cover it up by labeling it with Jesus. So you have to be really, really careful and fully put your trust in the Lord and lean not on your own understanding, but submit to Him. And don't allow anybody to manipulate you and try to get you to manifest something that, you know, you don't want to do.
Yeah. Guys, use faith. We live by faith, not by sight. Have faith in Christ. God will help you concerning all your ways. Allow Him to lead you. He's a lamp to your feet. Allow Him to guide you. You don't have to force anything. Pray to Him and trust in Him. Ask Him for certain things. If it's good for you, He's going to give it to you because He's a good Father. He's a good, good Father. So don't go the way of the new age and manifestation and trying to force it and stuff like that. Just pray to Him, trust Him, know that He'll give you a fish. He won't give you a snake. He feeds the birds of the air. He clothes the flowers of the field. How much more will He not do for you? Remember that. You're going to have everything you need and more because you're His son or you're His daughter. And He does good things. Good things come down from the Father of lights. So don't forget that. But guys, we're not going to be manifesting no demons. You catch that? We're going to be using faith because faith is how we please God. Hebrews 11:6. So God is pleased by our faith. And then we see the manifestation of our faith in Christ. We see the kingdom advanced. We see souls going to heaven. And we see the world changing for the glory of God. As the waters cover the sea, so shall the glory of God cover the earth. All right, guys. Episode 14 of that Supernatural Talk podcast. Hope you guys have enjoyed it. If it's your first time watching, make sure you hit the like button. Make sure you hit subscribe also because you want to be notified by hitting the notification bell of all videos that we put out. And if you're a subscriber, you're part of the family. Also share this podcast with your friends and family members so they can know about all this interesting stuff that's going on in the world today. It's always good to have your eyes open, even in the dark, because that's where we can shine Christ the light, the brightest. So eyes open in the dark with the Christ flashlight on, so people will be able to see through the dark by following you. I hope that made sense. It made sense to me anyway. But anyway, that's all I got, guys. Hey, I love you tremendously. You guys are all amazing. Thank you for listening to us. I can't wait to release the next podcast, which will be episode 15 after this one. 14, 15, 16. It just keeps going and going and going, God willing. But anyway, go ahead, Keegs Ice. He's got some things to tell you guys, and I'll see you soon. Much love.
What's up, that Supernatural Talk family? Thank you for watching and listening to episode 14 of our podcast. Hey, I wanted to let you guys know how you can continue to support that Supernatural Talk. If you are watching here on YouTube, you guys can go in the description. There's a link there to join the channel. Become a member of that Supernatural Talk because you're going to get access to exclusive behind the scenes videos, which are absolutely hilarious. You guys are going to want to get that. You're going to get access to helping us know what topics you want to hear from and get access to that community wall. So make sure if you're on YouTube, join this channel. Trust me, you're going to love it. If you guys are listening on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or any of our other podcast platforms, and the description as well, you can go to our hosted website on Buzzsprout and become a monthly member. There you guys are going to be able to help support us and see all of our episodes. And again, make sure no matter what platform you're on, you're following and subscribing and turning on that notification bell so you know when every single new episode is going to come out. Guys, we love you. Thank you so much for supporting Apostle Daniel Adams and the global online movement he has created with the Supernatural Life. And thank you for helping us glorify the name of Jesus to the nations by helping us with this podcast. We'll see you guys on the next episode.